Did you ever know that you're out here?
No, sir. No, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, beam into 127 countries across the world. With all charges having been dropped, that's right, it's now full steam ahead. The man with the golden tonsils, he's moved mountains, he's mountained moves. But now, please welcome your host, Clawfus.
Thanks, yeah. G'day, dickheads, and welcome to the Seaman Show, mate. Seaman's me, mate, the big C, Clough, mate. Thanks for tuning in. Gonna be a great bloody show, I reckon. First things first, mate, some stand-up. So strap in your sides, mate. It's gonna be a pisser. So go over here. Yep, okay. Anyway, so the other day, mate, I was walking down the street, mate, and I seen this bloke in a pink T-shirt, and I thought, mate, what a poofter! Oh. I didn't say anything, though. Yeah, so, mate, what's brown and sticky? Pink fluff, mate. So, true story, mate, I was at the pub the other day, and this bloke goes, how about some pool, mate? And I said, do I look like I enjoy swimming, faggot? And then I glassed him. Bam! Yeah, you guys want a real joke, mate? The government's economic policy. No, I don't get that one. Okay, sit down now. Okay. Okay, our first guest today are the hosts of Australia's most popular comedy podcast for 3 years running, mate. One of them graduated with honours from the Royal Peruvian Academy of Comedic Sciences. And the other spent 2 years with Comedian Sans Frontiers, bringing much-needed comedic relief to famine and poverty-stricken third worlders. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Colonel Abdullah Badat of Hezbollah! Colonel, thanks very much for coming.
I appreciate the opportunity to speak to your people.
No wakas, mate. Now, for those unfamiliar with the Simpleton, can you give a brief overview of what you do?
Our organization is a people's-based resistance movement aimed at protecting the Lebanese people from the persecution of the Zionist state.
Classic Simpleton, mate. So can you tell us a bit how you got started with podcasting?
The resistance formed in the 1980s as a response to the atrocities of meddling foreign powers.
Kind of the same for me, mate. So, what kind of recording setup do you use?
I'm sorry, no.
Where's Scotty, mate?
Who?
Are you the bloke who does the stupid voices?
What?
Who does most of the writing? Nah. Will you ever dump the world report for good? Nah. Are the listeners' letters real? Mate, are the listeners' letters real?
I have no idea of what you speak.
Mate, what's your favourite colour?
Blue.
Favourite beer?
I do not imbibe alcohol.
Mate, if you could root any Sheila, anyone in the world, who would it be?
My heart is promised to Taeyeon from the Korean all-girl group Girls' Generation. Her beauty is unsurpassed in all creation. If Allah is willing, I will make her my bride.
Mate, who's Alan?
The one true God.
Oh, is his name Alan? I always just call him God.
I do not appreciate your mockery.
Mate, neither do I. Well, Colonel, you've been a great sport, mate, so all the best in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, give a big round of applause for Colonel Abdullah Badat of the Simpleton Podcast. So, next up, three randomly chosen members of our audience will have the chance to win big cash prizes. First up is Clothes Peg Box. Clothes Peg, come on down! So, Clothes Peg, where are you from, mate?
I'm from Combeitha in Queensland, Clovis.
And what do you do, mate?
I'm a fish hypnotist.
Mate, sounds like a waste of bloody time to me, mate. Anyway, here's your question. In what year did NASA first land on the moon?
I know this one. From right, 1960. I think it was 1969.
Nah, mate, try never. It's all bullshit. Don't you even watch YouTube? Wake up, sheeple! Now fuck off. What a great sport. Next, Hats Menson, come on down. Now, where you from, mate?
Mate, Hatstown, Victoria.
Oh, I went there once. It was shit. Anyway, your question, mate. What number am I thinking of?
32.
Not even close, mate. Back to your seat, loser. Now, our final contestant, Bing Bong, come on down. So, where are you from, Bing?
Good, thanks.
And what do you do, mate?
What do you do too?
Right, your question. Who is the current president of Takistan?
Takistan.
More information needed, mate. First name?
Bing.
Sorry, mate, not even close. The president of Takistan is President Takistan Takistan. You can go back to your seat now.
You too.
And now it's time for the top 10. Okay, today's topic is the top 10 reasons why my ex Debbie is a fat, selfish bitch. Sorry, one second, folks. Hello? Oh, what now, mate? Again? No, it's just a harmless joke, mate, like when you phone in a bomb threat to a school. Ah, fine, have it your way, dickhead. At this point, I am legally required to state that Debbie's BMI is within healthy parameters for a man in his 40s. And now, a word from our sponsor.
What is the art of seduction? Where does it exist in one's soul? These are questions the House of Hall have been striving to answer for over 2 years. Pedophilia. The answer is, seduction knows no bounds. Introducing Pedophile by the House of Hall.
Available at Target, Chemist Warehouse, Big W. Not recommended for internal use.
Okay, so our next guest is a man that some love, some hate, but is hard to ignore either way. He's a high-ranking member of a controversial Islamic militia and an outspoken social critic. Joining us fresh from combat against ISIS in Syria, ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Scott and Daniel, the host of the Simpleton Podcast.
صوتك عاليا أعلم أنك حزب الله كن للحق مواليا وعدك آت وعد الله ارفع صوتك عاليا.
Thanks for joining us, fellas. I'm a bit surprised you could get visas, to be honest.
I think you've got your wires crossed up there, Clavis.
Now, Daniel, you've gone on record a number of times calling for the destruction of Israel. Seems a bit OTT to me, mate. Would you mind explaining yourself?
I've never, ever called for the destruction of Israel, Clavis, and let me assure you and the listeners out there that I'm not even from Hezbollah.
Oh, so it was Scott then.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah, Clavis, you've got it all mixed up here, mate. Completely mixed up.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time, mate. Now, several countries, including the USA and Australia, have designated the Simpleton Podcast as a terrorist organisation.
No, they haven't, you dickhead. You're reading the wrong questions. Do you even know who we are?
One tick, mate. So, fellas, if you could root any Sheila, anyone
Scott,
in the world...
Scott, I can't believe that we gave away a week's programming for this clown.
Whose decision was this?
Fucking wasn't mine.
Wasn't mine. Was it the guys upstairs?
I don't know. I've no idea. No one's spoken to me about this at all. It's bullshit.
This is absolute garbage, the whole thing.
It's
every word of it.
Sexist, racist, and just generally shit.
Yeah. So, can you tell us what the Simpleton's about?
Clelfus, you've appeared on it very many times. You're in fact a recurring contributor. You know full well you don't need to ask us that question.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
It's a fucking joke.
Preferred weapons. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Scott and Daniel of the Hezbollah Podcast.
Fucking
yeah. Hey!
ارفع صوتك عاليا علم انك حزب الله كل الحق مواليا وعدك ات وعد الله ارفع صوتك عاليا.
Coming soon to the Melbourne Theatre Circuit. For another season, we are proud to reintroduce Stalingrad on Ice. Critics have raved about Stalingrad on Ice. This is what some of them have had to say.
The way the red blood shows up on the white ice is awesome.
One cannot help but be mesmerized by the juxtaposition of beauty, full-scale industrialized warfare, and interpretive jazz skate ballet. It is like a ménage de croissant for one's senses.
Brilliant. Tickets are on sale now.
Jeez, mate, that looks like a pile of shit. Okay, well, let's have a look at tomorrow's headlines. First, we have the MyPole Express leading with Lamb separated from mother, bars in a distressed fashion for several minutes. Disturbing stuff. Next up, we have the Brinthuga Times with Bunyip marriage legalised in three shires. Not my cup of tea, mate, but it is the 20th Century Fox. And finally, we have the Strathbogie Bum Pummeler with local cat urinates in library. Weren't me, mate. And that wraps up the show for today, fellas. Sorry if it was a bit shit, it weren't my fault. I haven't got enough brains to blow my nose, mate, or dynamite. Make sure you tune in next time. Now I'm heading down the pub to get smashed, mate. See you dickheads later.